Sackville Town Council has approved three municipal bylaw and plan changes that will make way for an abattoir to operate at 72 Crescent Street in the town's industrial park. Votes took place on both second and third readings of the changes in the same meeting last night. For readings of the first of three related motions, Councillor Michael Tower voted against, while Councillors Evans, Black, Michaud, and Butcher all voted in favor. Councillor Bruce Finney was absent due to a requirement to self-isolate at home after travel and a lack of internet access at home. By the time the third motion was being voted on, the votes were unanimously in favor. Before that, councillors chimed in with questions about the proposed changes and with comments explaining their positions. Councillor Bill Evans spoke in favor of the proposed changes last month and last night and commented that only two residents had gotten in touch with him to talk about his position. Here he is, speaking last night.
It seems to me that what makes this case different from all other contentious issues we've faced, like demolishing buildings, is that it's not about disagreeing about something that is definitely either or, but rather it's about our prediction about what might happen. The people who object to the proposal think that this operation will negatively affect the quality of life as far away as downtown, and that smells and noises will be so bad that it will negatively affect residents hundreds of meters away and result in a reduction to their property values. I understand these concerns, and I understand the fear that comes with this uncertainty. But my task is to calmly and rationally evaluate the probability of this happening. And I've concluded that the probability is low for two main reasons.
Evans went on to give his reasons, first, that all parties, the proponent included, have an interest in the operation being attractive and successful, and second, that other operations that he is familiar with did not turn out badly. Councillor Michael Towers spoke against the motion, though specified his issue was with the location, not the proposal for an abattoir itself. Tower expressed frustration over the lack of letters going to residents that live nearby, but beyond the 100-meter required notification zone for proposed zoning changes. Tower said that provincial and federal regulations of abattoirs did not take into account that they might be happening in urban areas.
And when I started looking at some of the areas, there's an Ontario, BC, Alberta, they have their abattoirs, but they also have the regulations behind them that it's 500 meters away from another household, residential household. And that's quite a difference. But reasons behind it is in one study in BC was that because of the odor and flies. Now, the flies are attracted because of the odor, so we know they go hand in hand.
Several local residents attended the meeting and asked questions during both question periods at the beginning and end of the meeting. One resident wondered about why property assessors were not consulted as part of the evaluation of the proposal. But planner Lori Bickford said that assessors will not share their rationale for determining property values. Another wondered if the development agreement with Chris Pierce, which is part of one of the bylaw amendments passed last night, was subject to change. Bickford said only small grammatical changes can happen without another public process. One resident also wondered whose opinion would matter when it came to smell.
What are the controls and how is that determined as to whether it smells for one person and not for another?
Lori Bickford replied that concern for smells were taken into consideration when drawing up the development agreement.
Certainly one of the things that we did attempt to address was what could be perceived smells. So that's why you'll see within the development agreement there are requirements that all activities have to be contained within the structure itself. So there is no outdoor storage. There is no animals being penned outside. Those would be complete violations of the agreement, which would then result in them being in non-compliance with their zoning. The other thing is public health is the licensing body that does oversee abattoirs within the province, and they do have part of their licensing component is nuisance requirements as well, which would factor in the storage of materials as well as the smell component as well.
That was planner Lori Bickford speaking last night at Sackville Town Council, where councillors passed three bylaw and plan amendments to make way for farmer Chris Pierce to set up an abattoir on Crescent Street in Sackville. The province has